The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts. The temple is an affiliate of Boundless Way Zen, a multi-lineage school of Zen Buddhism. Welcome back, everyone. Our encouragement talk this evening will be given by Boundless Way Zen assistant teacher, Reverend Ray Demers. So Ray, you're muted.
Okay, thank you. This morning, during the Qigong event session, David Roshi said something which really made an impression on me. He said, there's a Zen saying, you are what you meet. And then he made reference to the moon and to the waves. And I thought about that. Being what you meet, not meeting, but being, no gap. Because the gap between what we experience and our being one with it is where our suffering lies. So I was thinking then about the five remembrances that we chant as part of our sutra service, and that it reminds us of the frailty of human life and all its difficulties, and that there is no escape from any of it, and that it can easily be overwhelming. So, and this oftentimes is the material that comes up for us, at least for me, in the city. And we had some wonderful talks about Layman Pong and his daughter, Lin Chao. And what struck me about her is how she met his suffering. He fell, she went and fell right next to him, got in the mud or wherever he was and was right there by his side. And he was dying, so she died in his stead. And I think what enabled her to do that? No gap, just pure compassion, just what love makes possible. And so this for me also moves me to look at the chants. And I don't think it's by coincidence that the Five Remembrances chant is followed by the Enmei Jiku Kanon Gyo, the compassion chant. Because it is the response to how to meet, how to be, the five remembrances, how to pass through them, how to be them. And because it clearly says, moment after moment, the true heart arises, time after time. There's nothing but this, nothing but compassion. So, seeing the suffering of another gives rise, especially someone we care about and love, gives rise to compassion in us, right? This compassion, like wanting to be of service, want to be helpful. This compassion that arises through us because it is our nature to be compassionate. It is our nature to love And this compassion has no limits, is boundless. It, right? We can't put a barrier to it. We can't stop it. We can't say it's not there. It is everywhere. There is only compassion. So the meeting of those things that we resist, that we place a gap between ourselves, that we always suffer. So in essence, there's no gap, right? And we can't try to get rid of it because it isn't there. So the meeting of whatever arises with compassion, with love, as Lin Chao did so well to it. And I love the imagery for myself, not so much from her, but from that all those parts that we've rejected, all those things we don't want to meet, that we can't meet, don't feel we can meet, all those, I see them as orphaned parts of ourselves. And just as we inherently are compassion and love, so are they, in some form that we haven't been able to accept, to meet, because they cost us pain, humiliation, whatever. And yet they keep knocking at our door, especially when we sit quietly. And they called to come home. And so we meet them. And we know that meeting anything, anyone, with kindness, with compassion, makes everything so much easier. And Lin Chao did not have to think about how to meet her father's suffering. The love, the compassion rose and did the work for her. So innocence, for her, it was effortless. And my prayer is this, that it be for you too, that let your compassion, as the, you know, we've chanted over and over again today, led by Mike, let the compassion do the work for you. Thank you.